From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The leading Republican presidential candidates will be back on the same stage for a second debate, this time in Simi Valley, California. There will be one addition, former CEO Carly Fiorina, the only woman seeking the GOP nomination. But as NPR's Mara Lyson reports, viewers are widely expected to tune in to see how the candidates spar with the Donald.
Tonight, CNN hosts the second episode of the Donald Trump Show, otherwise known as the Republican presidential primary debates. Ever since Trump began rising and rising in the polls, he's dominated news coverage of the Republican race, although recently he's had some competition from another outsider candidate, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who is now polling right behind Trump. The big question for the establishment candidates on the stage tonight, who have all seen their poll numbers drop, is whether or not to attack Trump and how. Mara Lyason, NPR News, Washington.
After months of a diplomatic row over the Iran nuclear deal, President Obama will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in November. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the visit reinforces a strong alliance despite disagreement over the pact.
The president looks forward to discussing with the prime minister regional security issues, including implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action to peacefully and verifiably prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Israel says the pact will make Iran a bigger threat, the Obama administration argues, if it offers the best chance of keeping Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. The confrontation at the Hungary-Serbia border intensifies with police firing tear gas and water cannons to push back a large crowd. With the exception of certain tightly controlled checkpoints, migrants are blocked from traveling through Hungary to reach Germany. As a result, many are now turning to Croatia, where the government has pledged to help them, but they face the danger of old landmines from the 1991-95 war. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the EPA are announcing the United States' first food waste reduction goals. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports this initiative will set a national target aimed at getting grocers and consumers to toss out less food.
Every year, the typical American household tosses out about $1,500 worth of food. There's also lots of waste generated from food that never makes it off farms and from what grocery stores and restaurants toss away. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says now is the time to take action.
133 billion pounds of food is wasted every year by Americans, and basically it ends up, for the most part, in landfills.
In landfills, it creates methane, a greenhouse gas. So Vilsack says here's the new goal.
Basically challenge the country to reduce food waste by 50% by the year 2030.
The aim is to encourage more recycling and composting and more food donations. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The Dow is up 140 points. This is NPR. Amnesty International says the Nigeria-based extremist group Boko Haram has been carrying out atrocities in neighboring Cameroon. Soldiers from Cameroon are part of a regional military force trying to defeat the insurgents. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton says the watchdog's new report also details alleged abuse by Cameroon security forces.
Amnesty International says Boko Haram has killed nearly 400 civilians and scores of soldiers in northern Cameroon in the past year. The rights watchdog says in a heavy-handed response, Cameroon security forces have rounded up and detained more than 1,000 suspects, including children, and describes inhumane prison conditions. The report says Cameroonian security forces have targeted villages, raiding and destroying homes. Amnesty International suggests that Cameroon should learn lessons from mistakes made across the border in Nigeria, where the security forces battling Boko Haram have long been accused of atrocities against civilians. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop is getting a two-week reprieve from execution, which was just hours away. State appeals court has authorized a last-minute stay for a man convicted of ordering the murder of his boss, Barry Van Treese. Glossop's attorneys say they have new evidence suggesting their client was framed. Glossop was due to be executed this hour. Before the closing bell, Dow was up 140 points at 16,740, NASDAQ up 28, S&P 500 also up 17 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.